All right, so let's take a look at the Rana here. Same issue. So, yeah, so what does he say? Where should we start here? Yeah. So let's pick it up over here in the second column. Oh, you don't have the same...
just the reference point.
So where he starts with Garcina Suala Begumar, right?
Yeah.
So then after he basically quotes the Gemara, he says, Umidamrina namai mutter chal nevelu. Before the Ramban. Before Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tam.
Okay.
Right? He's just making the first diak from the Gemara. Anybody else got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, Umidamrina namai mutter chal nevelu. Right, so the Gemara says, why should it be mutter? The chalav itself is nevela. Mashma shechaticha shel nevela shibesocha rotev. So take a regular case. Afal pishein bo litein tam v'chol harotev. So the chaticha itself doesn't have enough time. Shehu b'kedera. Afal pikein hino senes tam l'rotev. May rotev hanivla besocha. Right? It's interesting. So he's saying that itself is a bit of a chiddush. That itself is a chiddush. That we view it like what? Like I was saying the other day. You're viewing it like two separate things. Right? You're viewing it like two separate tarugos happening simultaneously. So Dilo, my parchinan chol neveluhu varein kezayis ze nosin tam becholov shebiyora elavadai masha nivla besocha chaticha rehu kiilu choluk laatzmo. See, he spells it out there. It's like its own thing. That's what you need to be able to say conceptually. So that's the conceptual element over here. You need to be able to say conceptually that the chaticha with whatever is in it is considered its own phenomenon. Then we can say, when it comes out, it's a new phenomenon. It's coming into a new tarovis of the rotev and it.
Is there anything that says it's not like that? That like the meat in the rotev, that it's one rotev, and yes, some goes in, some goes out. But if there's confusion, then we say that the meat is not affecting the rotev, even if there is some rotev.
So he says, Ulefikach lamdu mikan Rabbeinu Shmuel Rabbeinu Tamzal shechaticha shel nevela shenis arva bein chatichos bekedera. Right? So he spells out the whole case. Our Tosis just jumps right in, assumes you know the case already. Right? And he spells out the whole case. If you had a chaticha of nevela that was mixed with chatichos in the kedera, afpi sheyesh bosa kedera rote roan es mino kileno rote rabba ala chaticha levatla. So let's just stop for a minute and analyze this more carefully now. That what? So what do you have? You have a chaticha, he's assuming your mimvimino is not bottle. So now you have what? You have a chaticha of nevela with other chatichos. Okay, so that's a problem because that's a mimvimino problem. Yeah. But since there's rotave in there as well, so what do we say? We'll say salik is mino kamishaino. So that makes sense. I mean, what are we really saying over there? What are we really saying? Conceptually, what are we saying? We're saying that how is the chaticha, what are we worried about with the chaticha, with the nevela? We're worried about its plata, right? I told you, we have to remember, I don't know if you remember, but back on Kuf, when the Gemara introduced the case that got this whole thing started, of Rav Bar Vachana and Rav, so Rashi said at the outset that the case is the Isser is Nikar. Okay, we're not talking about an Isser like of a Yavish B'Yavish, you don't know which piece is which. We're not talking about that type of a problem. We're talking about the type of problem with the plata itself. That there's a there's like a tam particle of the nevela. Extending into all the pieces, so then if you hold them in that bottle, so even the mashu is going to create a problem in the chatichos. So that's what we're worried about. We're worried about the plata, right? You familiar with the term plata when I use it? The plata that comes out, that's the Anyhow, so what happens? So we say like this. We'll say that what happens, it makes perfect sense. You say the chaticha is now polei tam, right? But if we view it as being polei tam uniformly into the chatichos and the rotev, we're going to have a problem. Because whatever goes into the chatichos is going to be aser. So we can say salik asimino kamisheino. And we can say that the rotev and the nevela is really the first tarogas. Right? So now all the platos are basically butle. Right? The nevela is not heter. Because let's say we're makir the nevela. So we're not saying you can eat that the nevela is heter, but we're saying there's a bittle before any of those platos have a chance to lodge themselves into the chatichos. You understand? Right? So that makes sense. But then he has then he has the reverse application. So he's like this. So that's the first shishim you need. But then he says, Sarach shehe b'chatichos atman shishim levat al rotev shehu nivla b'osa chaticha shel nevela. Now you're going to need shishim in the chatichos of heter against the rotev that is nivla in the chaticha of nevela. Shel molei kein shehu kishu polto oser es kol rotev neshu mino v'nimtu chatichos levat al rotev shlo b'minan. So what happens first? The chatichos are mevatel, and then you have the chatichos have to be mevatelos. That rotev, by rotev mevatelos a chaticho shel lo b'mina. So it works together. They work together. It's a symbiotic relationship. But anyway, that's a more interesting idea. It's a more difficult concept to say, no? Because now you're going to say that what? That rotev is coming out of the nevela. But it is, practically speaking, coming into rote first. I mean, that seems to be the case. But it's like a bigger, conceptually, it's a bigger, seems to me like a bigger chiddush. But I guess it's...
You're saying because that rote itself is being moved to all the Israel in the first place?
No, because, I mean, maybe this is just seems stranger to me. But now, at least I can understand you could say that the initial... Tom of the nevela is going into the rotev. Physically, it would seem it goes into the rotev first, because rotev has to transfer tom, right? So it makes sense to say, okay, we'll just look at it like it's spreading throughout all the rotev first, right? And then it will be bottled, and then there'll be nothing left to go into any of the chatichos, right? But if I have rotev going into the nevela and coming back out, where is it going? It seems you have to say it's coming back out into rotev. But nonetheless, they hold, there's nothing wrong with saying, no, it's coming directly into all the chatichos. And all the chatichos will be mevatel, the little rotev that comes out of the first nevela. Even though in fact, it seems you have to admit that you need the rotev to be mespashe, the yisr. You know, I mean, it is an interesting kind of a thing. It is an interesting. It's a further application of that concept. It seems like to me it's a further. Because not only, you know, the simple application of the concept is say that if it goes into it first, we'll say it goes into it fully. Here you're using it even further. You're saying it will actually determine, like in a certain conceptual way, what it's going into first. That's not as difficult to me. I mean, the tom of the nevela is really going into rote first.
Okay.
Now you're worried about it going into the chatichos. So you say, you know what? It's not a problem. It's really going into the rote first anyway. So let's just ignore all the chatichos. You know what I mean? As opposed to this, you're sort of saying, let it jump over the rote conceptually. And like it comes directly from the rotev is going to now go directly from the chaticha of the nevela into all of the other chatichos. You know what I mean? Not missing a step. Except you're relying on its own rotev, I guess. You're saying the rotev itself is the meaning. I guess that's what you're going to have to say. The rotev itself is enough to be mispashit and everything else. Because can you be salik as harotev and then say you're going to spread the is with the rotev? That doesn't seem possible. That's contradictory. Right. Well, the way we defined it was in terms of the hachra, right? We're saying there were two shilas. It's just a matter of which shila you ask first. Not a question of what actually happens first. Well, that's the way we were looking at it. So I guess that would work out of here. Okay. So anyway, so that was their chiddush. So therefore they say, you need two shishims. Because of Haramban, right? Is that what we're up to? The lahai pirusha hadam rinan gidi asr torah v'lo cholav v'lo asru b'nei shu kerotev shal gidi atzmo sheneesar. That's a little bit of a misleading expression, right? Rotev, you have to understand what he means. See, the Ramban is now answering the question of the Ri. Right, you understand? The Ramban is answering the question that the Ri posed. He says, so according to this pirush, that when Rote would go into Nevela and come back out, the Rote would be Mindamina with the other Rote. So how are Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shmuel learning that when the Gidi Asr Torah V'lo Cholav, how are they learning that case? Why don't they also say that the Cholav will go in, make the Gidi Asr, and now become like Stam Rote that went into Nevela and came back out? And will still create a mimbamina with the chalav. Why doesn't that happen? So he says, according to this pirush, when the Gemara says gidi asr tov lo chalav, and it doesn't say that the chalav is asr because it's like rotev. See, when he says shel gidi atzma, he doesn't mean Yehuda. He doesn't mean a part of the gidi. He means rotev that was cooked with gidi, shenesa. Shani Hasam Shlo Nesa Cholav Yolam. So he's going to have to say that. You're going to have to say something like that, like we were saying yesterday. You're going to have to say the Gedi and the Cholav case. If you say Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholav, that the Cholav is not like a regular case of Rotev and Nevela. The Cholav is has some sort of immunity, right? Mitnick, is that your expression? No. Not yours. V'Rotev V'Yafal Pisha Rotev. And somehow is never Ne'esar. V'yaf pisha rotev gedi shel iser mu'uravo. V'yaf al pisha rotev gedi shel iser mu'uravo.
So then what is the old matter, right? As iser in it.
Why is it rotev? No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's using the rotev like the juice of the Igidi. Right? So he's saying, it does appear like he's using it that way. So he says, why don't you say that the milk is like the rotev of the Igidi itself? Why say shenesar? It means nesar from the cholav. He says, why don't you treat the milk like juice, like a juice from the Igidi? Right? Which became asar through the bishul. So he says, over there, it's different. The rotev of the gedi does become asr. Right? Because it's gedi. But the milk never becomes asr. Even though it has iser gedi mu'uravo. Of a kol shenesar, meaning a regular case of mayim that would go into the nevela and come back out, that would be a nesar. Harehu kimin oso shenesar bo. So that's what he's saying. He's saying there's something special about the Cholav case. That's what he has to say. Something special. It never becomes a Ne'esar. In other words, Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam is saying anything that's a Ne'esar has a shame of Isser Atzma. So if it's Mayim that becomes Ne'esar, it's like Mayim Asurim. So you'll have to say that the Cholav is different. For some reason, the Cholav is never has a din of a Ne'esar. So that's what he says. This is where the Ron take picks up. V'lo yodati mahu. I don't understand what he's talking about. She'avo pishalo asr Torah cholav. It's true, cholav is not the primary yisur. Lama yehimut yosem mikol hamashkim sheba'olam shekiblu tamin yisur. Why is it any different? Why is it different than any other mashka that gets tam from yisur? Shein asurim kilu hayu asurim igufo. Why should the mayim have any special status that it resists becoming asur? Why isn't it just like any other liquid that has tam of isur mu'rav in it?
Ramban saying that the milk is mutter even while it's mixed with.
That's right.
That is a substance.
That's right.
What is the Ramban learning that shalos or tara halav? One instance would the Torah not have made.
Oh, he'll explain. Afa pishlo neser machmas atzma ori tam zayis shel ze iser. I'm sorry. Reitam zayis zeshel iser murav bo v'nasa kiilu v'ya asher mikufo. Right? He just doesn't understand. Just doesn't understand why the milk would have a special status. Because that's what you're going to have to say according to the Rambam. You're going to have to say something like that. You're going to have to say. You're going to have to answer the question that the Re poses, and it's obvious. The obvious question is, if you're going to say that anytime something becomes Asur, it becomes like Isur Atzmo, so it's true, the Gidi is the only thing that is the primary Shem Isur. But why isn't the Cholav just a Nesar, like any other Heter that becomes Nesar from Isur? So Ramban is saying, you're right, it's not. For some reason it's not. And the Ramban says, I don't understand. Why should the milk be any different than any other interaction of Heter and Isur? Right, I mean, it's the very question we were working with, we were troubled with on Friday. Right, and he just goes on to say that it's not going to help you to say deraisa, something about deraisa. Right, is that what he goes on to say?
Doesn't the Ram answer also apply for Rav Shmuel?
Ram didn't give an answer yet. The Ram, you mean?
The Ram, yeah.
He said yeah, he gives a different answer. Right, because he holds like Rav Shmuel.
Because you said if you hold like Rav Shmuel, you're going to have to say.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. He changes the whole framework, right? And he goes on. He's explicit. And you can't say that according to the sheet that the chalav is asur, right? But asur because of the tam gedi. But since the Torah elakevan shekisha gedi avachal asurim afilu achikevan. She told the Torah, "Isur b'basar v'lo b'cholav is shiskir gedilu, is kira cholav. Galsalam shafish shneim asurim b'basar asur machas atzvo v'cholav mikocha b'basar murav bo." That doesn't make a difference. The figure of b'shar cholav and nivla b'soch b'basar asur in eino osur cholav shechutzu lo mishum min b'mino akati ikal meimar hani milim b'daraisov midereim lama lo nidon cholav kiilu isuru migufo. It's not going to be any different than rotev though. You might, it's true, the rice is not going to be like cholav or asur. But the Bamidra Banan, it should be the same exact thing? Huh? Because that's their whole din. That's their whole Kiddush. The Midra, they only learn the rotev is Isser At Bamidra Banan, he's saying. So the Chalav should also be Isser and Midra Banan, huh?
The Torah explicitly says that the Chalav is only Isser Machmas and Basar.
The Torah only says that the Basar is Isser, right? Now you have to say, but midrabanan we say, so now the basar is iser and the cholav has iser murav bo, just like rotev has nevela murav bo. Whatever you're going to say midrabanan by the rotev, you should say midrabanan by the cholav. He's just saying it doesn't help you to say that midraisa is mutter, because midraisa of the rotev is also mutter. That's the way he's learning. This whole thing is midrabanan. The whole Indian of the Rabbeinu Shmuel is midrabanan.
Why would midraisa of the rotev?
But they don't hold this chaticha nasa veil of shari surim midraisa. They don't hold the eshel sochtos asa midraisa.
So what about the
chala? What about the chala? Same thing. If you held the gedi as asur and not the chala, it would be the same thing. Tam kikr would be when they're together, but they don't hold from eshel sochtos. They don't hold eshel sochtos. They don't hold from eshel sochtos. They don't hold from chaticha nasa veil of b'shari surim midraisa. Yeah, but here the cholav is not like the basar. Here the cholav never becomes iser, because the gedi asur over the cholav. Yeah, if you remove the basar, you'll be fine. If you remove the cholav, you won't be fine. According to this avmina, right? But what is the Ramban's svara? I mean, it is difficult. The Ramban Right, so just to review, the Ramban says that in this case it's different. The Cholav actually never becomes Isser. The Rabbeinu Shmuel is talking about when you have a Nesar. But the Cholav is never Nesar. And he says he doesn't understand why that should be. Why should that be? I understand that it's not Isser Atzma, but why shouldn't it become a Nesar? In other words, it's very hard to know for sure what the Ramban is saying, and it's just a fleeting avmi in the Gemara, so they're not going to spend all that much time on these kinds of things. But it would seem that on this particular question of the milk, but it would seem that they're arguing on whether in the creation once you have a bishul that creates the Basar B'Cholav. So that's what we were saying on Friday, and I think that's logically true, that while it's creating the Basar B'Cholav, while it's creating the Isser Basar, it's the cause, and it's not the it's not going to be simultaneously affected by the Isser Basar. Question apparently is whether you say that that's Koveya in this, that's Koveya these elements now, even past the creation. You say that since the Torah is defining the milk as the medium and the basar as the object, that's like a kvius of shemos, and even beyond, as long as it's part of the same process, even beyond the actual chalos iser, those are fixed. They're kavua, separate. And it doesn't have the din of becoming, the Cholav never has the din of becoming like the Mokom HaIsser. It always relates, it always has a different shame as the Koveya of Isser. Mokom HaIsser means that it becomes subservient to the Isser. But since it always had the role, since it was Kavua initially as the Oser, never becomes then simply a vehicle of the Isser. Simply a place of the Isser. This place of the idea of Makom is like somewhat of a downgrading of your own shame. Become just the shame Isser. It's similar. It's analogous to the idea in Mukta of bosses. You know, that that the whole kli just becomes like a pedestal. You can have something that's very valuable, but if it's kavua as the bosses of Mukta, we negate it. We negate all of its qualities, and we just consider it like a mokom of the muksa, and it attains all the qualities of the muksa itself. Saying that's good if it was rotev and nevela, because there's no predefined relationship. But to become midrabanan, to be now a nesar, since it was kavua daraisa as the oser, as the cause. It doesn't revert now to just stam a shame of a bosses. Possible. That's the best I could do. Yeah. And the Ran says no, it doesn't matter. That's very nice in the creation, but once it's already cooked, then they're just equals. There's something vaguely similar to this in another case in Yeridea, that you have a case like this. Let's say you cooked. Here's an interesting question. Let's say you cooked Isser and Heter together. Okay. Max?
Yeah.
Here's a good question. Good thought problem. You cooked Isser and Heter together. Okay. And you had Shishim when you started the cooking. Shishim and the Heter against the Isser. Okay. But as you cook it, let's say the Heter starts boiling down faster than the Isser. Right? Correct? So there's a Ramban, I believe there's a Ramban in the Ran, quoted in the Ran, that says it's still mutter. Okay? That you go, you judge the Shishim at the beginning. But there's another sheet, there's another case like this. It says, let's say you were grinding wheat, okay, and you had one saw of truma and 100 saw of chulin. So truma's bottle in 100, okay? But as you're grinding it, you're losing more chulin than truma. Don't ask me how do we know that, but you're losing more chulin than truma. So then they say it's asr. So what's the difference? So what we wanted to say was that the Ramban is saying the natural boiling off doesn't change. It's not a shinui in the kvius of what the tarovis is. That's the natural bishul process itself. But in the grinding, if you're losing elements, that's a new event. That's a new event. Now the thing is like this: you need a new occurrence to be koveya once again. The natural process of the cooking, that's not considered a new event, because we're talking about a bishul. So you throw things into the pot, and you mevashel them, you don't say every time a little evaporation occurs is a new event. But the haphazard loss of the grain is not considered, that's considered a shinui in what you're dealing with. I only vaguely remember this case. You have to see the grinding case a little more carefully, but we had a svar like that at one point, that there's an idea that you only koveya, you only rejudge when there's a new occurrence. Time is not a new occurrence, and the process that you started is not a new occurrence. There have to be something that there's a shinoi for us to reevaluate. So he's saying the Ramban, this is true to my recollection of the other case that. I just told you, don't ask me about the grinding.
Did it say that there's less than 100 in the remaining stalks?
Yeah. And whatever comes out of the grinding, there's less, you don't have the shear of 100 to 1 anymore of chulin. Should I find the case? I'll find the case. Exactly. Right. It would be like a nishbach kind of a case. It's like a nishbach kind of a case. That you're losing stuff.
In that case, you would reevaluate.
Then you would reevaluate.
According to Ramban, let's say you started off with your pot of
right. I got it a little bit wrong. I was close. Got a little wrong. It's on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the run. That the case is, the Gemara says it's mutter because we assume that it went, that the chulin and the truma were lost at the same time. But he says, but the implication is if it wasn't, it would be usher. Right? Whereas by the bishul case, we don't care. That was the question. Why do we care by the grinding in that way? So he says the tiret harambanza. The im notal min a heter, by the bishul case, if he actually took out heter from the pot in a chanami, then that would be a problem. Aval kevan shlo notal mimenu ela shenismait derech bishul hikilu bo. Right, that's what I'm saying. Derech bishul is not considered a shinoi. Taking something out would be a shinoi, but derech bishul itself is not a shinoi. So he's saying once it comes in and it's kovua. Through the derech bishul itself, there's a kvius in the Torah of cholov and basar, and has a certain relationship vis-a-vis the bishul. You don't say that continuing the bishul is going to be mishana. Is mishana that kvius? And it's a kulam midrabban. It's a kulam midrabban because the whole chaticha masavel is midrabban. So they would make a midrabban not to be mishana the shame, not to be mishana the relationship of the basar and the cholov the whole time, as long as it's one bishul. It's a good svara.
That the
Raisa wise it wouldn't work, something like this wouldn't work. But the Rabbani you can say it's a nagel. Because the Raisa wise it wouldn't, it's not a strict, strictly speaking, you'd have to go by the Metzias. But Midrabbanon, the Kovea these things in a certain, based on the Derech Bishul. The nagel. Nagel as long as it's not something overtly contradicting the thing. Because midaraisa, if you really al chaticha nasavela is midaraisa, once the basar becomes iser, now you have a new case. But midrabanan they can define it based on the maisa of the derech bishul as opposed to the shinoi and the din of the basar. But midaraisa you couldn't ignore that. You could not ignore the shinoi and the din of the basar. No, so there's no chaticha nasavela midaraisa. That's what they're learning. The rice is the chatichah nasaveil.
Oh, you're saying if
chatichah nasaveil
was the rice.
Right. Then you couldn't just say, well, we're still just cooking the old thing. I mean, the other possibility is much more radical. I'd rather is that for some reason there is a daraisa, some sort of immunity, which I find very hard to believe. The radical cases like Rashi, because the radical cases like Rashi seems to be saying that even though the milk has tam basar, and it doesn't seem like he's limiting it to tam of the basar that was heter, seems like even tam of the basar that became osar. Rashi does seem to hold that is like a fixed daraisa shame.
Okay. Right. So he is radical.
He is radical. He is radical.
Right.
That's like BMAC was trying to say. There's like some shame cholov that's mutter. But I'll tell you why it's radical. What's radical about it is it's like undoing a general principle.
Right.
See, that's what the Acharon want to say. For Rashi, it's not so bad because he holds Tom Kicker's Darabon anyway.
Right.
So maybe he holds Midrabanan. They didn't institute Tom Kicker when the Daraisa is already Koveya Shemos. But it would still be like, it wouldn't be, therefore it wouldn't be as radical. Because it wouldn't be going against a Daraisa principle. If you held this Daraisa principle of Tom Kicker, I really just cannot see how that's possible. I don't see how it's possible.
You can't, even if you hold this Daraisa, you still can't maintain that there's a distinction between having actual substance and just having Tom?
If Tom Kicker is Daraisa? Yeah, I could imagine it like Johnny was saying, that there's no bishul by the Tom. I could imagine that. But once the basar that's cooked in the milk becomes iser, now you're going to say that even though tam of iser atzma is coming into your milk, because this is milk, there's like an exclusion of the general principle of tam kicker. That I would need a lot more evidence for something like that. But you're never going to get it, because this is just avia. So...